Rudy, Rodney, and thank you, Unity of Washington, D.C. Grand Rising, kings and queens, as we celebrate Women's History Month, the season of Lent, and all the opportunities that we've been given to seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, knowing that every thought becomes a prayer, I greet you with a submissive heart, an open mind, and a vessel as an expression of the God that I am. My name is Larry Donnell Davis. I'm a humble servant, licensed Unity teacher, truth seeker, and 25-plus year member of Unity of Washington, D.C. Welcome to your day of your divine appointment. Know that you are in your right place at the right time, whether you're here in person or on Zoom. Now let us repeat the prayer of Unity of Washington, D.C. Unity of Washington, D.C. is a prosperous and dynamic center of love, peace, joy, and truth. We are mighty to attract an abundance of good and to radiate that good to others. All of our needs are met in full and on time, with enough to share and to spare. We are with positive, prayerful, and loving people committed to the principles of truth. We all serve for the glory of God, and so it is. Amen. Now, let us take this time to go into meditation. Close your eyes and take a deep breath, feeling the rise and fall of your chest, the rhythm of your being. With each inhalation, draw in the quiet expansiveness of the universe. And with each exhalation, release any tensions, any weights that have gathered in your mind. Breathe in peace. Breathe out stress. Breathe in faith. Breathe out worry. Breathe in courage. Breathe out fear. Breathe in calm. Breathe out chaos. Breathe in love. And breathe out gratitude. Now, picture yourself standing at the edge of an infinite canvas. You are both the artist and the painter, the creator and the creation. Everything you see, everything you feel, emerges from the depths of your consciousness. There is no separation between you and the universe. It is all one, an interconnected dance of thoughts, energy, and form. As you breathe deeply, recognize that your mind is the womb from which all possibilities arise. Each thought you have is a spark, a seed planted into the fabric of reality. You are the conscious creator, and from your awareness, the world takes shape. Every moment, every encounter is born from your perception, your intention, and your presence. Know that there is power in your awareness. With every shift in your thoughts, you alter the world around you. Your consciousness ripples outward, creating the world you experience. You are the artist of your own existence, the creator of your own reality. Allow this realization to fill you. This understanding that you are both the observer and the observed. You are the quiet force that shapes the universe, both within and without. With each breath, you return to the center of creation. You are the stillness from which all things emerge. And in this moment, you are both the dreamer and the dream. Rest in this knowing and in the peace that comes from embracing your power as a conscious creator. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying with you the calm awareness of your limitless potential. Again, welcome. Reverend Cheryl ended 2024 with tools on how to thrive in 2025 in her sermon, The Gift of Transformation. Rev Bev began the year with suggesting that we make conscious choices in 2025 to thrive in 2025 and to live with intention. Then Reverend Sylvia gifted us with the tools to deal with our new normal with a series on amplifying your light. I said to myself, boy, these topics sound familiar because they have been given to me by Spirit for the Sacred Circle classes as well as for lessons to be given. Then I reminded myself, there is only one mind. Today, I want to share with you tools on how to be a conscious creator. So first, let us make a definition of terms. Conscious, aware of and responding to one's surrounding, awake. Reverend Sylvia reminded us a couple of Sundays ago that our Waisho, or Jesus the Christ, was woke. And Jesus said we would do greater things than he, so we should be doubly woke. On steroids. Conscious also means having knowledge of something deliberate and intentional. Creator, to produce or bring about by a choice of actions or behavior. A conscious creator is someone who chooses what they want from life and takes steps to bring it into reality, deliberately focuses attention on alignment with desires, has a clear vision of their goals, and trusts that everything will turn out all right. Sounds like faith to me. Consciously directs and organizes themselves to manifest their desires and becomes conscious of their thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, aligning them with their desires. So what does it mean to be a conscious creator? Here's my take on the definition of one who consciously creates. One who creates their reality by purposely focusing attention on aligning to desires. One who practices vibration management for purpose and creating reality. One who deliberately chooses thoughts and takes actions to enhance vibrational alignment. Louise Hay stated in her deservability treatment, "I have moved into a new space of consciousness where I am willing to see myself differently. I'm willing to create new thoughts about myself and about my life, and my new thinking becomes new experiences." The essence of what it means to be a conscious creator is that because we believe the world does not happen to us, but rather that we create it ourselves based on our own vibrations. We harness our focus in a way that creates our preferred reality. You could describe conscious creation as the process of proactively engaging thoughts that attract like energy, meaning we have a choice. We are doing it deliberately, and we lead the way based on the vibrations we activate, which means that people who can know they create their own realities but do not engage their power are not necessarily conscious creators. Many of us know the phrase, thoughts held in mind produce after their own kind, but are we watching those thoughts to produce what we want? Even though they know how it works, if they are not working it, they are better described as default creators than conscious creators. Ouch! If you can't say amen, you say ouch, because sometimes we don't do it. And for the folks who don't know or believe that we create our own reality, in the law of attraction circles, they are often affectionately referred to as muggles, which means not having a particular skill or knowledge. A conscious creator has studied the law of attraction principles. They have always known and practiced it intuitively. They are familiar with the words of vibration, alignment, and law of attraction. Maybe they don't have language for which they practice. For example, when I have to go somewhere and parking is involved, before I get there, I unleash my parking angels for the right and divine parking space. And guess what? I get it. But what I've noticed often is that it's not so much that we are or are not a conscious creator as much as it is we do and sometimes we don't. Sometimes I conduct myself like a default creator, and sometimes I'm good at deliberately harnessing my attention in a way that takes me where I want to go. This is where the work begins, to be consistent when I stray, to bring myself back, and as Fisher tells me, remind myself of the truth. If I were to pinpoint one thing that changed my perception of the world and the way I show up in the last few years, what would it be? The first thing that comes to mind is simply when I started viewing everything as energy. Myself, other people, animals, plants, objects, everything is organic and inorganic in the world. Most importantly, It is when I started viewing my thoughts and emotions as energy that was what changed me. Why was it important? Because energy can be redirected. Intentional directed energy is a key quality that distinguishes those who consciously create their lives from those who are victims. Conscious creators feel like energy and less like physical matter. Victims feel bonded to their bodies and their physical environment and less connected to the energy in and all around them. Conscious creators believe they can change their energy to change their life. Victims believe in some immovable object that is always standing in their way. Are you creating consciously or unconsciously? But how do you know if you're creating consciously or unconsciously? Ask yourself the question, do you feel like things that happen in your life happen because you set out to make them happen, or do you feel like they happen by chance? When you are unconsciously creating, you will probably feel like things are out of control. Things happen to me, not because of me. Things never seem to go as planned. You are a victim of your circumstances. Your goals are unachievable. Luck is never on your side. But when you are consciously creating, you are more likely to feel like fate is in my hands. I can succeed no matter what the odds. I can achieve my goals because I put the work in. As Johnny Coleman used to say, it works if you work it. You are the creator of your own destiny. Things happen as a direct result of actions I take. What happens when you become a conscious creator? When you begin to believe that you are the creator of your own destiny and you start to take conscious actions to create positive experiences for yourself, that's when you begin to live a life you love and love a life you live. When you become a conscious creator, you will no longer feel like you are a victim of your circumstance, and you will instead feel motivated to go out and achieve your goals no matter how big they seem. This can lead to more fulfillment in every single area of your life, whether it's your relationships, finances, careers, your health, or your general growth. As I pondered this topic of conscious creator, I asked Spirit to affirm my topic with the scripture, and this is what I was given. Genesis 1, 26 through 28. And God said, "Let us make humans in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." And God created humans in God's own image. In the image of God created he him, male, female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Let's break that down metaphysically. Man, and I will take the liberty and say human, because I dare not be sexist, means an idea in divine mind, the epitome of being, the apex of God's creation, created in God's image and likeness. Image, a mental representation of anything not actually present to the senses, according to Webster. Everything that is manifested was first a mental picture and was brought into expression by the forming power of imagination. Dominion or power is that innate control over one's thoughts and feelings. I spoke about this about a year ago when I gave the talk, The Power of God Protects Me. Fish, metaphysically, multiple ideas, sea, thoughts, and earth, consciousness. It speaks of God making humans in God's image, giving them dominion over the earth, our consciousness, and charging us with stewardship of God's creation, multiple ideas and thoughts. This phrase underscores the unique nature of humanity. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Unlike other creations or creatures, humans are made in the image and likeness of God. As the choir sang last Sunday, a little lower than the angels. This points to us, inherent dignity and the spiritual, moral, intellectual, and relational capacities that sets us apart. It implies responsibility and potentiality, urging us to act in ways that reflect God's character. We are awesome beings and are incredibly made to manifest the I am possible. Reverend Sylvie spoke last week, living with the extraordinary boxes, having a consciousness to enter the kingdom of heaven. The March 13th Daily Thoughts from the Hill reminds us that I am who I am and that our vulnerabilities can be our strengths. We are powerful beings. Our conscious awareness self-increases our vibration to our community and to our world. When we understand who we are, made in the image of God, we cannot be offended. No one can mitigate our feelings. Nothing can take away our joy or our peace of mind. This reminds me of something I went through recently. I was working at a place I believe was my perfect job. Management changed, and everything went haywire. Up, better yet, life presented me with an opportunity to consciously create. God had another plan for me, and I could not see it. I finally got out of myself and became vulnerable, let go of what I thought it should be, what I thought was the perfect job, and allowed Spirit to take charge. Doors opened for me in amazing ways, in several different ways, which was amazing to me for a person that was in their 60s seeking employment. Another lesson learned, don't attach to a specific outcome. What I have been tasked to do here is to remind us that we are responsible, meaning that we have been given the ability to respond from a consciousness of God if we choose. No matter what the situation or circumstances, we have that ability. Let me pause here and remind you. There are three things that remain constant in life. They are change, choice, and principle. Change, to make the form, nature, content, future, cause of something different from what it was, to transform or to convert. We might as well get comfortable with it, people. Change is going to happen. Choice, making a decision. We all have a choice about what we do, what we believe, what we think, what we manifest, or better yet, how we react to what changes, what happens around us due to change. I choose cooperation over turmoil, friendship and love over rancor and apathy. My peace grows. I choose to trust in the wisdom of the divine that flows within, and it is me. I recognize my sacred role as a vessel of peace and commit to nurturing thoughts of love and understanding. Of course, principle is something that does not change. And what does not change is God. My kings and queens, my queens and kings, let us remember who we are and the power we have been given. Let us be conscious creators of our lives, the expression of God to the world. Namaste. And now we'll have musical inspiration.